Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. We're meeting to discuss the approval of the canvas numbers for election November 2nd, 2021. And our election officer in the city is Stephen Jensen. Would you please describe what we're looking at here?
So this was sent, this year the county handled all of the election and all the ballots. They mailed everything out. And you can see that there was a 38% turnout of what they received. There were 959 registered voters within the municipality of Gunnison City. The number of ballots that were cast were 370, which gives us a voter turnout of 38.58%. There were 368 votes that were received through the drop box or delivered directly to the county before election day. They received after the second, so on the third, they received two ballots by mail that were postmarked as of the second. So that brought it up to 370 for a total. And then on the there was only one ballot that the signature did not match with what the county had on file for the registered voter. Sandy said that they did try and contact them by email as well as by phone, and they did not receive a response to be able to verify that that was their signature. So they had to reject just one vote, one ballot out of that. On the second page, so we have the first page that you guys all signed. That lowers it down. So we had, for mayor, we just had Lori Ney, the two seats for city council with the four-year term, Robert Anderson and Sean Crane. And then we have the ballots that they received, the count. And then for city council, we just had to replace Justin Miller, we had the two-year council seat to finish up his term. And it was between Michael Warner and Jay Clayton, and Michael Warner got the higher percentage on that. On the last page, it is broken down on their votes that each candidate received and their percentage. I did talk to Sandy about the confusion with the four-year council seat with between Robert and Sean. It seemed to a lot of people, and also to the radio and the paper, that it was only between the two of them, and Robert was the one that won on that. When in actuality, that was between uncontested both.
All I had to do was read one line there, and it would have changed the whole thing.
It did, but I think what really threw them off is that because of the percentage of vote, instead of, because like with the mayor, there was 100% of the vote. Mm-hmm. On Robert's and Sean's, they had it broken down as a percentage
and
between the two of them.
If they had 100% of the vote, that would have, yeah.
Yeah, so it was there. So that's what it was. They, the lieutenant governor's office, they requested how many ballots were to be audited. Mm-hmm. And there was what page was that? I think it was right here. They had, Sandy signed off on as of November 8th, There were 57 ballots that were audited through the through Ephraim, Manti, and Fairview, and then through the signatures that they had that were audited. For the signatures were 55 of those votes, and there was nothing that was recounted on that. So everything was to the affirmative. Everything was on the up and up. They didn't find any irregularities with anything on that. So all those that were voted, that were audited. So everybody's, so we're good. The reason we're doing this special session tonight was for the fact that the county had to have everything, all the canvases back to them by the 16th. And we meet, our next council meeting would be the 17th. So to do that, we push that off to have that tonight on that. So any questions?
No.
You have for me?
Sounds like It went smooth, thank you.
Okay, so I will get this this sent to Sandy with all your signatures indicating that we've got this taken care of.
We have to have a vote on that matter though, don't we?
Yes, yes we do.
So can I have someone make that motion that we approve the canvas slippers as presented?
I'll make a motion that we approve the canvas numbers for the county.
For the election.
For the election.
All right, we have a motion by Councilwoman Hill, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Councilman Anderson, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous with everyone but Sean Crane this year, all right. Thank you. Any other discussion? All right.
Nope.
I'm gonna meet with Donald tomorrow, I'm gonna get Christmas decorations figured out.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And, yeah.
And the Lions will be putting up the tree on the 20th. So, all right, someone wanna make a motion to go home?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Right, we have a motion to adjourn, we have a second.
A second.
Second by Councilman Warner, all in favor?
Aye.